Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts in 3 minutes is the chick with the candlesticks. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello. Yeah, I'm very good.
It's nice. It's cooler so today, isn't it? It's nicer today. It's cooler already. I mean, yesterday it was quite stuffy and muggy at this time, and now it's cooler. I like this.
Apparently, a
bit. Is it hot where you are then?
Well, we haven't had any rain or anything like that that freshened everything up yesterday, like other people did. So
We had a little drizzle, I think, just earlier, but it's just cooler. And apparently, it's about 23 degrees. Apparently, it's the perfect temperature. Where it's not too hot, not too cold. And if you can stick at that. So I was just thinking yesterday of just searching around the world for destinations that are 23 and moving there, you know, for most of the year, 23. but I've heard people.
Have you found anywhere?
I haven't done the search yet, but I've heard people say that apparently, if you move to a climate that's, you know, unchangeable, like California, if you're a Brit and goes to California, you miss the moaning about the weather. Because, if the first year you go there, you go, nice day, isn't it? And people in America say, why are you saying nice day? It's always a nice day. And they miss, you know, the whinging about the weather after a year. It gets boring. So it's always sunny. So I suppose, you know, we'd like
to
whinge.
I miss the seasons. Like, you don't have, like, it's when it's all the same, there's no autumn or spring or just all feels the same.
And we get four seasons in one day sometimes, which is quite nice. let's go into the charts of the day. First one is they signed a deal with Microsoft, which is obviously a big name. And I think it's based in California, maybe. EVR Holdings, or EVRH, virtual reality, they're going to be on their app. I read a bit of it, but I didn't really take it in. A global partnership with Microsoft Corporation. Doesn't get better than that, does it really? So what's the chart looking like, Nick? Is that up quite strongly today?
Somebody must have known this was coming, because this has bounced really nicely, you know, several days ago off 200 day moving average, and you know it's double bottomed at the 50% retracement of the all-time low to all-time highs. So the all-time low was in sort of July 2016 and the highs were in March, so that's like a perfect, you know, 200 day moving average, 50% retracement, double bottom. It all looks really good. All we want to need is a daily close above 8.739, and this is bottomed. Should continue to new highs. The next leg should be, you know, better than this one. I would say first target of 16.14, and then maybe 18. But this one looks good.
Marvelous, yes. And I'm still getting issues.
What price do you have for it now, by the way? Because I still have issues.
Exactly. The price now at the moment is 10.25.
Okay, that's really good. So we're up there, and from my feed, I can't see if it's closed above that price yesterday. That's what we need to see today. We need to see a close above 8.739 or 8.74.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one is golden.
Okay, cool. Golden. Okay, next one is Ortak Resources, OTC. And they've had some news of the day, I say, as I'm typing in their ticker to see what the news was. But they're up about 15%. And it was the Mining Bureau ratifies underground mining permit. So there we are. So all go ahead for their mining there. So OTC, what do you reckon, Nick? And at the moment, the share price of this is 3.875. What do you reckon?
G'day. Okay, so this Ortak Resources, if you look, since last summer has gone sideways. We have a completely flat 200-day moving average. We have flat moving averages at, you know, around 3. And what we've seen is like a consolidation zone as it's bottomed. So we've seen really good bottoming in a range between sort of 2.2 and 4.5. This stock needs to, when you see flat moving averages like that, you draw lines, bracket the consolidation zone, and you wait for a breakout of that zone, and then when you see that, then you normally get a trend move. So I really like this. We're above the moving averages. We should go from here to the back to the top of the range, which is about 4.7, and a day close above 4.7 is a bullish trigger.
Marvellous. All right. And the last one, or was it the last one? No, the last one is Wide Sales Group, which is WDC. And the news out today was, it was AGM. I'm just trying on top of my head here. I should be more prepared, really. So the AGM statement and a notice of an investor evening. So they're into stem cells, WDC, Wide Sales. So what do you reckon on WDC?
An investor evening, so you throw a party and your stock price goes up. They should do that more.
Yeah, they do
it. I'm kidding, sorry. Okay, so this stock looks good. So we don't have that much price history, but we do, for the last month, have a newly minted 200-day moving average, and that is at 13.7, and we are above it today. And we are also above the 50% retracement of the rally from the lows in last August, and the 50% retracement of the decline from last October. So, and the 200-day moving average is right in the middle. So this is, so although, you know, we're up there in overbought, if we can hold above this resistance zone, then this stock looks great to continue higher.
Marvellous, Nicola.
Between 13.6.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm talking over you. 13.6. So I really don't want to see it close back below 13.6. If it does, then we're failing and we're going to see a bit of retracement, probably back to 13 even before you can buy again. But at the moment, even though it's overbought, it looks set to continue higher. I would expect new high.
Right, that's it then. Nicola's gone, I think. Nick, listen, if you can hear me, send me the charts, what? Please. Hello? I couldn't hear you. Dropped out there. Your internet's very dodgy today. I don't know if it's change in the weather. Yeah, it's just your internet is very droppy-outy. And so I'm trying to guess what you're saying.
I didn't know
but anyway,
my internet is droppy outy.
Yeah, it's happening a lot. Anyway, listen, send me the charts, and if you put them on the company pages, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.